What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 990. In this episode, I'll discuss the lowest effective dose of IV or IM haloperidol for elderly hospitalized patients with agitation. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode990. Despite the black box warning that antipsychotics can increase mortality in elderly patients, medications like haloperidol are sometimes needed to control agitation from hospitalized elderly patients that have delirium and associated symptoms of agitation that make them a danger to themselves or staff. Organizations like the American Geriatric Society or the American Psychological Association recommend low doses of haloperidol be used. However, there's very limited data available on the effectiveness of low doses of haloperidol, such as half a milligram IV or IM, in elderly patients with agitation. This may lead to provider skepticism of interventions by pharmacists designed at using such low doses. To add to the body of knowledge available on low-dose haloperidol for agitation in elderly patients, a group of authors published in Annals of Pharmacotherapy a retrospective single-center cohort study that looked at low, medium, and high doses of parenteral haloperidol in elderly agitated patients. Shout out to Pharmacy John, who's a listener of the podcast and one of the study authors, and recently brought this article to my attention. The center the study took place at has a geriatric dosing guideline that states, in antipsychotic naive patients, the maximum dose of injectable haloperidol IM or IV is half a milligram. If a clinician orders an injectable haloperidol dose of more than half a milligram in an antipsychotic naive patient, pharmacists contact the ordering provider to discuss dose reduction. The study looked at nearly 50 elderly patients and split them into three cohorts. The low haloperidol dose group received half a milligram or less IM or IV. The medium haloperidol dose group received more than half a milligram and up to 1 milligram IM or IV. And the high haloperidol dose group received more than 1 milligram IM or IV. The primary outcome looked at efficacy as judged by the need for repeat doses within 4 hours. Secondary outcomes were the hospital length of stay, utilization of restraints, and discharge outcomes, specifically patients who were admitted from home but later discharged to a facility. The low, medium, and high dose groups had 15, 23, and 19 patients respectively. No patients in the low dose group required a repeat dose within 4 hours, and only one patient each in the medium and high dose group required a repeat dose. The low dose group had statistically significant favorable differences in the secondary outcomes of length of stay, need for restraints, and discharge outcome. The authors discuss pharmacokinetic data that suggests lower doses of haloperidol should achieve higher plasma concentrations in elderly patients. They conclude the study suggests haloperidol at a low dose of half a milligram was sufficient to address the patient's delirium, agitation, and/or aggression, and avoiding larger haloperidol doses in the older patient minimizes potential adverse effects from this potent medication while retaining efficacy. The availability of this data in the medical literature provides support to pharmacists who intervene to lower doses of haloperidol for agitation in elderly patients. To get access to my free download area with 20 different resources to help hospital pharmacists in their practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.